The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it the rest of the way home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Wake up and pair any one of these sweet, fluffy, frittery bakery treats with a McCafé iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Joe List later on this morning. Joe's the Funny Bone this weekend, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. That's a funny dude. He saw a quick set. He opened up for Louis C.K. Seems like a lifetime ago. It was well over a year ago when Louis C. was in town. But Joe List is one of the guys that Louis brought with him. He's a funny guy.
Was that just the beginning of 2020?
I think
Louis
it was
here.
I think it was pushed.
I think it was
January, February that month before everything shut down. Yeah,
man, seems so much longer ago.
It does. Everything does.
Yeah none
but
of
get
it.
Get your vaccine, by the way.
Like that was only yesterday. No, it seemed like it was years ago.
No. Get your vaccine. I read there's a lot of rural counties, aka Trump counties, not getting the vaccine. All over the country. I don't know what you're doing if you live in a rural county. You're not getting your vaccine. What are you doing? I know we reach a lot of rural areas outside the cities we're on. You can hear us, or you can listen anywhere in the country for that matter. But it's like, what are you doing? Get the vaccine.
Well, here's the trouble with getting the vaccine.
What?
A meme spreading across pandemic denialist Telegram channels, a social media platform.
And that's a fun group, I bet.
Yeah. Well, this is, again, people who get their information from memes.
Right.
Featuring a large image of two sheep, and they were knocking some out, and a block of text that reads, "Do not breed with sheep."
Well, we supposed to tell you that the whole time. You've been telling us that.
He has not been saying that. He's been saying quite the other thing.
Well, he says don't breed. You can wear a condom.
That's right. He does say
and you
that.
Can wear a sheepskin condom.
He
too,
does say wear a condom.
Right. They don't know
he
the
can
difference.
Say that, but he needs to lead by example.
Right.
Doesn't matter what he says. It's actions.
Well, you make sure.
According to this meme.
Make sure the sheep's fixed.
People who are vaccinated will have modified DNA.
Oh, great.
No one discusses that DNA is passed on to the next generation.
Yeah,
you didn't know that, did
you? Yeah, because...
The risk that your children will marry into other cultures is possibly now shadowed by the fact that your children may marry into a COVID-vaxxed gene group, potentially shortening their lives and that of others.
Dr. Mean is just going to kill you for reading this.
One anti-vaxxer wrote, "They're not even technically human anymore."
Oh, really?
Vaccinated people are honestly a threat to humanity as a whole.
Isn't it funny? The people that believe in this are afraid of somebody else messing up their gene pool.
Yeah, but
their gene pool.
That's an unfortunately excellent point.
I know it is. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
This is more than a meme, though. There's text to this. And
yeah.
That's the only thing we can count on is the fact that most of the people who would buy into that get bored after reading two sentences.
Now they're reading it.
So these non-humans.
They lose interest about three sentences into the backslide.
Well, somebody read it. You know, the guy that can read in town told him.
Somebody
about
wrote
it
at least.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the guy that can read in town will tell him that. We sit around. The town crier walks out with a bell, and he tells him what happened.
Well,
I can read.
There they call him the town reader.
The town reader comes to the center of town.
But I guarantee you, Craig got as deep into it as most people.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. That's all.
You're worried about your gene pool.
We're not here.
Jesus, you're stupid, and you're breeding stupid people. Sorry, that's what you are.
Yeah.
And we want herd immunity someday. 86 million I saw are vaccinated so far. I just saw that number at the bottom here on the TV. So keep it going.
Let me give you a quote here.
All right.
This is from December 25th, Christmas of last year. See if you can guess who said this. It's not a real pandemic, and that's not a real vaccine, quote unquote.
Oh, this past Christmas?
Yes, it's past Christmas.
So just a few months ago.
Right, when we knew about the vaccine, when we knew it was rolling out.
Nugent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy one.
And what's he have now?
COVID.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't really seen anybody defend him, but of course I get rid of all the racists and stuff on my Facebook.
Well, there's no defending him. He admits.
I know, but there's racists.
He admits he feels like crap.
That's true.
He admits it knocked him out.
Right.
But
he couldn't get out of bed.
But in his defense.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is not his defense.
Okay.
To regurgitate his words, he said that he was more worried about what he didn't know about the vaccine than he was about the COVID.
The sickness. Now he knows how the sickness feels, right? Yeah. He's lucky he's alive. He's not a young guy. Ted's 70, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Somewhere in there.
I think he's 70 plus.
I feel like
72.
He is.
72. Okay.
Yeah.
A guy that a lot of people might not know his name. Those of us who are aware and of the music industry and rock and roll back in the 70s and 80s are familiar with this guy. But a gentleman by the name of Jim Steinman passed away.
Yeah, it's
heavily involved with Meatloaf and Celine Dion, oddly enough, and Air Supply.
The Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell says Meatloaf, and it says my songs by Jim Steinman. It was his creation.
Right.
Bat Out of Hell is his creation, and the guy was an amazing artist. And also put up some solo stuff, but obviously you needed Meatloaf to belt those songs out. Produced the Billy Squire album. He's been around for a long time. But you're right, though. Some people don't know. But everybody knows Meatloaf songs. Even if you're young or old, you probably know a Meatloaf song. You know, those two albums, Bat Out of Hell and Bat Out of Hell 2.
And even 3.
And 3.
There was a 3.
Yeah, there was a third.
That was all Jim Steinman stuff.
Total Eclipse of the Heart was him.
Yep.
It's all coming back to me now. Celine Dion was him.
Otherwise
known
really?
As... Oh, really? Jeez, that's a huge hit, man.
Turn Around Bright Eyes.
Yeah.
And one player had Jim Steinman.
Who was it?
9-beer lunch date.
Oh. Is that...
Sounds like a hell of a lunch date.
That's LD's, not his name, but it's an LB, LD.
That's a reference to him.
That's a reference, right.
Yeah.
He inspired that.
Yeah. Now, I saw some clip yesterday online of Meatloaf talking about, you know, the original versions of the song that Steinman wrote.
Right.
Were like 35, 40 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. Yeah.
He said, like Todd Rundgren, I think, was in on making that first album.
Yes, he was too.
He's like, I got to make Paradise by the Dashboard Light. He's like, I got to make a cut. Mm-hmm. We got to edit this. He took it down to like 9 minutes, and Meatloaf's like, you ruined it. you've murdered the song. Yeah, it's only 9 minutes.
9 minutes, and I'm going to say, you couldn't get away from that song.
It's eight. Eight something.
Around the late 70s, that's all you heard in the radio was Meatloaf stuff.
Good
stuff. It's excellent music.
I knew a guy who played that on the radio, and it was 8 minutes and something.
Yeah.
That was a good masturbating song.
He was 73, right?
Or yeah, Jim Steinman was 73. The Queen is celebrating a birthday today.
Alone.
If she chooses.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got a Tinder date lined up.
Already?
Sometimes.
She's swiping right on somebody else?
Yeah, just Tinder.
I took out the audio earlier, damn it.
Good.
If the Queen has sex anytime soon.
Cracking the Queen?
Yeah. Last night.
You're horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of sad for her because she was sitting alone during that funeral because of COVID. It was really strange because you'd think the whole family would have been tested and they'd still be able to sit by her sons, but she was sitting alone.
Right. You'd think they'd have the resources since they're the royals.
But I think they were doing this because England has pretty harsh COVID restrictions right now. And I think to make it look good for society, they had to do what they had to do.
Oftentimes they tried to do that.
Yeah, that's what they did. That's why they were separated a lot. At that funeral, I flipped on that morning. It was on a little bit, so I watched some.
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, it was.
I was so grateful that I kept not watching that.
It was still on, but you couldn't avoid the news later reporting on it. That's where I saw them separately. You know, She walks Chevrolet and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I saw that picture. And of course, it's horribly sad.
And they were together for 73 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. 73 years.
Yeah. And if you go back 70 years, they were an attractive couple.
Oh, yeah. He was a stud. She was cute, man.
Right. If you saw the old pictures.
She was cute. She was 21. He was 26. Yeah.
Not getting enough sleep during your middle age years. They call it middle age.
I mean, ever since we started.
50s and 60s. Not that you're going to live to 120.
Yeah, we call it middle age, Craig.
I know we call it that.
Well, I think people call those, usually it's, I think it's more 40s, whatever. Say it's 50s and 60s. Of course, you're not going to live to be 120. But I think people have always used the word middle aged. You don't count like 1 through 12. You know what I mean? You're not an adult then.
I think trying to be optimistic.
I think they are, but you see it all the time. We didn't make that up. I've been hearing the word middle aged for people that, well, nobody's going, you're not going to live to 100, but they still call it middle aged.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always took that to mean, okay, it's about half of what life expectancy is. That would be middle age.
Well, then then it'd only be 30, then that pushes 36. Up. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody calls people 36 middle age, Todd.
What is life expectancy? I thought it was 80s now.
No, it's like 78 for men.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the 70s.
Right, yeah. So, okay, yeah, that's not what it means. It's never been.
So, by my math, that would be 39. Right. No, I think it's a little more advanced than that.
This puts it at 72.6 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway,
40s is midlife when you have your crisis.
In this thing, they just say middle age years, and, you know, we can go on about that. But a study published in the journal Nature Communications found that people who do not get enough sleep in their 50s and 60s may be more likely to develop dementia later.
We're in trouble. We are in trouble. You know, you love this show. If all of us are starting to lose it, I think that's starting to happen anyway.
Yeah, we may have already.
I was just thinking
about
it.
Yeah, we haven't been listening for all these years. If you have, we might sound different. That's a good point. If you heard me, Todd and Craig, in the the fall of 93 together, maybe we sound different. Maybe we're starting to lose it.
Well, the large study that goes back to the 1980s found that people who reported sleeping 6 hours or less on an average weeknight were about 30% more likely than people who got 7 hours of sleep to get dementia. Not known if getting less sleep may be caused by the early stages of dementia or the cause of it.
But you have to get less sleep because you got to wake up early.
So, then there's more dementia. Scientists say the accumulations of proteins associated with the Alzheimer's are known to begin 15 to 20 years before people show memory or thinking problems.
So I saw this dude yesterday driving a loader. They're building a house catty corner from my house. And he's loading these big rocks, and he's driving this loader. And this is probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm going down to get the mail. He stops. He recognizes me. Loves the show. And we're talking a little bit. And at what time do you got to get up? I said, I wake up about 4:30. I'm there about 5. He goes, I'm here around 5. And I look at him thinking, and he's still there backloading. And I'm thinking, so.
When did you get your two-hour nap?
Yeah, that's what I felt. I said, a lot of people work all day. Sorry, man.
Now, not that he doesn't bust his ass.
Yes, he does.
But at the end of the day, he gets to go home, and he doesn't have to think about work.
Oh, I get that.
He doesn't have to think about that loader. He doesn't have to think about, oh, God, would Craig like this?
No, I know that. I know. They're two different things, but he's still there all damn day.
Yes.
You know, so it's a double-edged sword.
And it's physical.
Right.
So, yeah, he's probably good and tired by the end of the day if he's there for 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's finally spring, and I'm saying goodbye snow, hello adventure. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, you can get epic deals on your favorite Honda model. Ready to get rugged? Then take the off-road in an all-wheel drive Honda SUV, like the CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. Want to take a spring road trip? Then check out a fuel-efficient turbocharged Civic or Accord. Say goodbye to winter and hello to a new Honda. Don't miss huge savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your local Honda dealer.
Officials say a historic home site in Maryland is linked to an abolitionist. I almost read that incorrectly.
Abortionist?
Yeah.
Did you almost say abortionist? Because I will do a double take when I see the word abolitionist, too.
Well, they are trying to abolish something in that situation.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd. Yeah. That's correct.
Right. An abolitionist is not necessarily an abortionist, but an abortionist is an abolitionist.
Kind of.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Officials say a historic home site in Maryland, is linked to abolitionist Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad.
That's pretty cool.
The archaeological site that was discovered in 2020, belonged to Tubman's father, Ben Ross. Officials said items like bricks, 19th century pottery, a button, a pipe stem, and the location all suggest that it is the likely site of Ross's cabin. Records show that 10 acres of what is now Peter's Neck was given to Ross from his enslaver, Anthony Thompson. The home is one of many safe houses along the East Coast that were crucial in rescuing thousands of enslaved people from the South years before the Civil War.
That's cool. That's a good thing racism's over, huh?
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, good thing. Teach your kids about racism. It's happening. I had to delete some tweets yesterday from people that were upset that justice was, at least in this case, happened.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm afraid to ask, but what was their argument, other than I'm a racist?
The one I blocked was... I'm not going to say it. If I say it out loud, then I don't want it'll be on tape.
Okay. Yeah, so
it was racist. Yeah.
It was something racist.
They tried to be subtle, but it was obviously racist.
Just a mindless defense. He was just doing his job.
A lot of that out there, but most people are on the right side of history with this. Most white people too. This is just a bunch of idiots.
I tended to put more weight as I was scrolling through the social media. On the black people we follow on Twitter and my black Facebook friends, right. Because they have a little different perspective. Yeah. They have a way different perspective.
But we're allies, though.
They have perspective.
But we're allies.
They do.
Yeah, they have perspective.
I mean,
we're allies.
I was anxious about this.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine what the black community was going through?
Not.
You can't.
I could
not. You can't.
No. Back down, we get a hold of my niece today. She lives in Philadelphia. My niece is black. Well, biracial, but she's black. And, she was all nervous. I was watching my wife, and I was nervous, too. I thought he was guilty because I thought the 12-hour thing. Well, first of all, 12 hours is not a hung jury because they would stay there for days. So that means they had a verdict after 12 hours. And I'm thinking, well, everybody didn't think he was innocent. So that would have lasted a lot longer. Well, so I ended up being right.
Yeah, and the fact that they didn't ask any questions, any legal clarifications of anything, that meant they went in pretty well.
And they got
things right in sight.
Yeah, because they said, we saw the we saw him. We saw the video. But there's been video in the past. I mean, Rodney King. Yeah. There was video of Rodney King 30 years ago, and those guys were acquitted. They got video of them beating the hell out of
them. And they they kept making a point on the coverage I was watching. I was watching ABC, but, they kept saying this was different because, as they put it, the thin blue line cracked. Mm-hmm. Cops
testified against him.
Against him.
Yeah, there's a lot
other cops said no. Oh, yeah. He was wrong.
Yeah, our chief police put out a statement, said of course he was guilty.
And Todd, that's not happened in the
past. We have an email from a cop in Phoenix that Todd will probably get to in a second when he gets a chance. Who listens to our program?
The guy who testified. It was for the prosecution.
Right. But they're racists out there, and
excessive force, use of force guy.
Mm-hmm.
That expert witness.
Apparently, a
few days ago, a bunch of pig's blood and a big pig head appeared in, it wasn't his yard, but it was the house he used to live in.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you got to get that one right. The people that live there now don't deserve that.
Well, nobody deserves it. Who'd we buy the house from?
Oh, who knew he'd be controversial?
Yeah. Oh, even the guy that was testifying for the defense.
No.
Oh, for the prosecution.
For the prosecution.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
Sentencing hearing will begin in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
The other three ex-officers involved
will
stand trial in August.
Yeah, they're
so we still
good.
Have that to go through.
Yeah, they're horrible, too.
Right, they need to pay, too.
Yeah, I watched that video. I actually ended up watching
we'll
the video.
And so we'll see how much coverage that gets.
Yeah, because they're not exactly saying, dude, get off his neck. They're not saying anything. Not one of them said anything.
No, none of them spoke up.
No, it's pretty brutal.
Now, that was certainly a moment.
The racers are pissed off this morning waking up. I know that.
I made sure to have my daughter sit down and watch that with me yesterday. Like, Take note of this. This is a historic day. This is important.
I watched a little bit of the trial. Not very much.
Not much either. I did watch the video, though, because it was on. It started when I turned it on one day. I'm thinking, I'm going to watch this. After this year, I haven't got a chance to check it out because I was sad when I watched little pieces of it. But I watched all 9 minutes, whatever it was, 8-9 minutes.
But I'm curious.
And it was horrifying.
If the defense brought in any character witnesses.
No, I didn't see
that. Because I'm not aware.
No.
There's got to be some cop that thinks Derek Chauvin's a good dude.
Well, maybe another racist. Come on.
Every racist out there, somebody thinks they're a good dude.
Right.
But they couldn't find that guy. Or at least he didn't want to testify.
He was always nice to me.
There's a radio guy in our city in trouble now for tweeting out something racist yesterday.
Oh, his boss will back him.
Yeah, but it goes higher up in that company.
You think?
I don't know. We'll find out. It was really racist.
I mean, it's stuff that other radio guys would have gotten fired and have gotten fired for.
Yes.
And have.
But, you know, they're patting each other on the back. Way to own the libs. We got mentioned in trade publications.
Well, it's not going to be good.
Good job.
It's not going to be good.
No, all pubs good pub.
It makes...
excellent job. No, that one kind of crossed the line.
Yep.
You don't joke about that. Not funny anymore.
Anyone registering for a New Jersey driver's license can now specify X to indicate gender.
Yeah, our buddy James is happy about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You listen, James? Old friend James lives in Jersey. I think he put, I think he's hermaphrodite like puss.
Oh, I thought he was.
He put X on his license.
Non-binary.
He's one of them.
I thought his pronoun was they.
I think he talks, but that's something
pronoun
different.
Pronoun is they.
He just write talk on his.
And there.
I can hear him yelling
at
you.
So can I. It's either get an email today or I'll get a text this afternoon.
Yeah. If he's listening right now, I'll get a text.
So he identifies as both sexes.
Well, it talk. He said, where can you write talk in? I said, well, that's just something you'd like to do in your own time. That's not a sex thing.
He just whipped a Yui and is driving this way now to come and slap us.
Yeah, I like this. I liked it. You could. I don't really. We're libtards. So I don't care what you identify as. Good for you.
Yeah.
Life's short, man.
If you're non-binary, I just wish they'd come up with another pronoun.
Well, it's too late.
I know, but there's only so many pronouns to go around. Right. I realize that you got to go with they. And then what about when I see they, I automatically think, that's a group of people. That's more than one.
It's plural.
Yeah.
So it refers to one, and that's confusing.
It's a little confusing.
I think if we worked with they, we would say it more often. You know, we noticed that when we had Dan Soder in here years ago, a couple years back, comedian. He works on Billions with the non-binary person on actor on that show. And
apparently he got comfortable with that.
He said
after
they the whole time we were sitting there, he kept saying they.
Right.
Yeah, he got comfortable with it. Yeah. So what did you write down X? What do you write?
Yeah, that's
male, female, what?
Yeah, specify X to indicate gender.
You know what they haven't done that yet is I booked some flights, and I you got to write down, you know, when you're booking a flight, age and male or female.
Right.
Yeah, so they haven't done that there on flights. You know.
Sorry, I don't know why.
Sorry, James.
Why the hell that matters?
I don't know. It matters either. As long as the name's there, yeah.
We'll get you
the name matches your license, then you're, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll He's listening. Yeah. I just got the text.
It's 7-3. First of all, thank you for listening, James. I love you, man. Miss you. Miss the hell out of you.
His eloquent response was, F off, a-hole.
That's exactly the kind of eloquent response.
Yeah, right down the middle for him.
Is there a letter on the jersey license for talk? That's what I want to know. All right. F off, a-hole.
I love trolling a guy from half a country away.
You can listen anywhere. That's what I love about this business anymore. You can listen anywhere. Appreciate it, James. Love you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.